Something absolutely horrible happened today. I walked into the bathroom this morning. Reluctantly, I stepped on my scale. And I should have known. There was this nudge in my mind, in my body, nudging me not to step on the scale. But I said, no, I'm going to commit. In the past, stepping on the scale every day had been my greatest motivation. But today it was going to be different. It's going to be different because after I stepped on the scale, I noticed a number that I had never seen before. If I was a high jumper, that number in meters and centimeters would be fantastic. I would have jumped 2 meters and 10 centimeters. But in pounds, I was weighing the heaviest I've ever weighed. 210 pounds. It's minus 28 right now here in Thunder Bay, and perhaps my mind is a little frozen because maybe that number might have been 212 pounds. I just can't recall. What do you do when you get to the point where you have abused yourself so much that you think about turning yourself into the cops? Why do we do that to our bodies? Why? Last night was Super Bowl. Last night was one of America's, and I dare say even Canada's, largest, the most watched sporting event. And along with that sporting event, one football game I'm talking about, and several fancy, very expensively produced and expensive to air commercials, comes another tradition. Not just watching the game, but eating. And it's known that you're going to eat badly. You never see anyone advertising Super Bowl vegetables with organic dips, do you? I don't. You see advertised pizza, wings, various desserts, various nachos with creamy dripping on the face cheese commercials, beer, spirits, gratuitous, I'm not even going to say, but bikini clad or bathing suit clad models in the commercials. I was coming off an already horrible month for me, January, where January 31st, the evening of January 31st, I said, I am going to rebound. Starting, my New Year's is starting on February 1st. I'm turning it around. I had every good intention. But I made one oversight. That February 1st was going to be Super Bowl. My willpower was no match for the marketing behemoth that Super Bowl is. And somewhere down the line, at some point during the day, or perhaps even the day before Super Bowl, subconsciously it was programmed into my mind to abuse myself with food. So I finished a long 12-hour shift. I get home a little bit earlier than usual, thanks to somebody coming in and relieving me early. And on the way home, like a robot, like a programmed robot, or like your computer that is programmed to do certain things without making any decisions about those things, I stopped off for a pizza. I picked up a pizza. I asked now, where was that motivation and that inner strength I had to turn my already dismal year around? I blame Mad Men. I blame those agencies from years ago who have figured out how to get into our minds and program us to buy what they are selling. That's who I blame. And I blame myself a little bit too. I gotta wrap this up because I'm seriously considering calling somebody to turn myself in.